U.S. Senate Armed Services Committee says a year-long investigation found hackers associated with the Chinese government successfully penetrated the computer systems of the U.S. Transportation Command, that's TRANSCOM, at least 20 times. VOA's Victor Beatty reports the allegations made public this week came just 4 months after five Chinese military hackers were indicted for the theft of corporate secrets.
The 52-page report covering a one-year period from June 1, 2012 to May 30, 2013 found about 50 intrusions into civilian contractors of TRANSCOM, which is responsible for moving U.S. troops and military equipment around the world. At least 20 of those intrusions were deemed successful and considered an advanced persistent threat or sophisticated enough to be associated with foreign governments. Committee Chairman Senator Carl Levin said these intrusions are more evidence of China's aggressive actions in cyberspace. He said the findings are a warning that we must do more to protect strategically significant systems from attack. The report found that an intrusion into a TRANSCOM contractor between 2008 and 2010 compromised email, documents, user passwords, and computer codes. A 2010 intrusion resulted in stolen documents, flight details, credentials, and passwords for encrypted email. A 2012 intrusion centered on a commercial ship contracted by TRANSCOM. All were said to have been carried out by the Chinese military. Carl Baker of the Hawaii-based Pacific Forum think tank says China has an interest in the logistical prowess of the U.S. military.
What they're interested in is to see how the United States does global logistics, because that's an interesting topic for someone who sees themselves as becoming the next great superpower. You know, that they see that they have an interest in being able to coordinate global logistics like the United States military does. And so I think, you know, that's indicative of what I think we're seeing from the Chinese, that they see themselves as sort of the heir apparent to the global power that the United States is today.
RAND Corporation China analyst Scott Harold says the Chinese have been investing heavily in what they call military-civil fusion or civil-military integration.
Trying to find ways to improve the PLA's capabilities by leveraging other abilities that are resident in the Chinese civilian economy.
Harold says this case may have to do with China's effort to improve its own capabilities and sees civilian contractors as having fewer defenses against cyber attack. Denny Roy, senior fellow at the Hawaii-based East-West Institute, says cyber espionage remains a large and deteriorating problem in bilateral relations. He says government-sponsored cyber theft of industrial information on a massive scale is unique to China. He calls it a low-level act of war. In May, the Justice Department unsealed indictments against five People's Liberation Army personnel, charging them with hacking into the networks of Westinghouse Electric, U.S. Steel Corporation, and other companies. U.S. law enforcement and intelligence agencies tracked the activities of the hackers to a military installation near the Shanghai airport. That prompted China to suspend its involvement in a cybersecurity working group with the United States. Beijing called the indictments a serious violation of the basic norms of international relations. Beijing has accused the U.S. of hypocrisy following revelations of U.S. cyber activity by the website WikiLeaks and former intelligence contractor Edward Snowden. William Martell, a Tufts University International Security Studies associate professor, says many governments are engaging in more aggressive behavior in hacking into government and private sector facilities.
This is an increasingly common phenomenon, and it's one that I think really puts at risk a lot of the things that we do, both in the national security sense and in terms of overall economic and technological security.
Martell says he's concerned the U.S. military remains vulnerable to such attacks.
And what you worry about is an organization or a group that has a capability that surprises you, particularly at a time when you have, you know, as we do, have military operations and military activities going on a global scale. This is potentially dangerous. Worse if you were involved in a war and all of a sudden you started having difficulties with logistics or other capabilities. That would be very painful.
Martell says what is needed is an international code of conduct on cyber activity for states, firms, and individuals. As for the impact on U.S.-China relations, author, lawyer, and China analyst Gordon Chang says it won't amount to much.
I mean, there have been so many intrusions by Chinese hackers over the last two decades that this one is just another drop in the bucket. Unfortunately, at this point, the United States still is not willing to have serious conversations with the Chinese. And by that, I mean the United States is not willing to impose real costs on China for these unprecedented series of hacking attempts and successful intrusions into U.S. networks.
Chang says such cyber espionage may be costing the U.S. hundreds of billions of dollars, and it may be time to retaliate, perhaps imposing tariffs on some Chinese exports. The East-West Institute's Denny Roy says the only policy solutions are either the United States reacting in kind or reducing the internet connectivity of defense systems, thus sacrificing convenience for security. Meanwhile, 59-year-old U.S. Army officer Benjamin Pierce Bishop, who served as a civilian contractor at U.S. Pacific Command, was sentenced on Wednesday to more than 7 years in prison for passing national defense secrets to his Chinese girlfriend and illegally keeping numerous classified documents at home. He was indicted last year and pleaded guilty to the charges in March. Victor Beatty, VOA News, Washington.